talking about the Western philosophy. What about the modern Indian philosophy?
Yes, all are sub-Western today.
So then why was he saying in the Western world, this and that?
This is Sankaracharya. Most of these Saivites are Vaishnavas only. There is no differentiation between a Saivite and a Vaishnava. We use that select just like this only. Even that Bhavan journal law you can see. But actually Saivaitism has gone to the underground. Vishnu temples are more prominent and more people are getting results immediately. Even Sai is all the mundane people. He is helping them by studying.
Akamo sarvakamo va moksha kamo udharati tibrina bhakti yogena yajita paramo. When one is aspirant for some material benefit and wants his Krishna, he gets it. And gradually he gets Krishna. Then when he gets Krishna, he forgets all material. Yes, Swami Kita Swami, Varal Majas, no or both.
We are making them complaints to that sister. Why we are not me all along? You see, he has taken 18 jammas to get me. 18 jammas. You have not done that much, so you have to wait here.
Why did Krishna have all these demigod worship put in the Vedas? They put all the demigod worship in the Vedas.
As the Kamis. Parmanam Siddhi. Yajante Yuha Deva. Who is interested to take bhakti anyway? Nobody is interested.
They can get the material facilities from Krishna?
Yes. That is Shatavastha. First of all, the Shastra recommends that if you want this thing, you have to this in this way, at last, it is safe that you can get anything if you worship Krishna. That is Akama Sarvakama Vamukta Kama Dharati. That is for the purpose that if he wants to take advantage of material benefit from Krishna, then Krishna bhajan will be there. Gradually they will forget this material benefit. They will become pure devotees. That's why Go Maharaj Gita. Chamin Pita Sosti Varam Naja.
One must have certain qualifications to be able to come to the service of Krishna.
No.
Even if one is in a complete mode of ignorance, he can
hear the name of Pranaya. One of the same things. Come on, Radha. Come to Krishna. Ama, Pat, Vishak. Anyway,
then actually, that means that it depends upon Krishna's devotee rather than Krishna. So the only way
to say he comes to Krishna on any account, he will become devotee.
Right, but he will come to Krishna only if he comes in contact with his devotee. It appears that we came to Krishna consciousness even though we were in a very low state.
That is the process. But if somebody comes to Krishna with some serious
motive. It is also written.
Sir, let us first describe what is civilization. Let us, think about what is for civilization.
Civilization is advanced from animal life.
That is the difference between other civilizations and Vedic civilization.
Huh?
That is the difference.
Now what is that difference?
That you are advanced from animal life to a higher life.
What is that?
Like,
that is, I am asking. Civilization means not animal. Other man, human beings must not be animal. This is the basic principle of
civilization. Primarily, all are animals. They have to advance from animal life to further up. That is the civilization.
Yes, that I say.
So,
not to remain animal.
Yes, not to have status quo.
Still it is going on. The junglies, they are not called civilized. They are as good as animals. We, in India, we say junglies. And others say uncivilized. So, Aryan means the most civilized group.
The presentation of the Aryan race has spread the world over.
Huh?
Right from, Aryans have spread the world over, right from South America to India.
They were. Today, belonging to the Aryan family. The Europeans, they are also Aryan family. And Indians, the Caribbeans, Persians, and they are Indian family. And the Americans, they also migrated from Europe. And they are also Aryans. But that is family-wise. But actually, Aryan means one who is advanced in civilization. That is Aryan. Therefore, when Krishna chastised Arjuna, he addressed him non-Aryan. You are not talking like Aryan. Anarjadistam. You are talking like non-Aryan. So, Aryan means advanced, the first class civilized man are the Aryans. So that standard of Aryan civilization is to understand God, Vishnu, and go back. This is perfection. Jato vahimani bhutan jayanti, to understand it. And again, return back to him. Modern civilization, they are completely unaware of God, neither they know it,
that going back to home, back to God, is such a little bit different.
This is the Aryan civilization, trail of Aryan civilization near the North Pole, in somewhere in Russia.
Wherever
is there, they started migrating. People went to Europe, from there to America, then south down to Iran, and then to India and all
that.
When they have with such extreme cold, they were able to civilize themselves to that extent. The Eskimos are not able to do it.
No. Civilization means they must live in a nice place like India. Ready to be. The America, in those days, they were neglected. Nobody was living there. Gradually, they advanced. Otherwise, these black lands were rejected. That's our land, North America. That was rejected. They knew it.
They say the Mexico was known to
be a nice civilization. They are not aliens. They are not aliens.
That is Patal Bhumi.
Yes. Patal Bhumi means just opposite the Eastern Hemisphere.
Just supposing the
Eastern Hemisphere.
But they had a very big Inca civilization in southern part of the American, South America. It has been ransacked by the Spaniards.
That Ravan's brother, Mahiravan, was in Brazil.
Yes, from the description it appears.
He could have gone by the bearing on the other side of
bearing
just near on the eastern end of Russia.
Ground.
It is just next, Alaska and bearing opposite to each other. They could have gone by that place to American continent in past.
That's what the scientists say. They're saying that they migrated by the north or
yes, west. Yes. That is the only way. These are very big waves. It's small craft. It's not helpful.
Proposition is not migrating. That is due to increase of population. The civilization means the culture.
Really spread toward the east in Indonesia and Indochina and all the places, which are again overtaken by Islam later on. Even Bali Islands today are practicing Hinduism.
Aryan means change of consciousness to God consciousness.
Yes.
This means all over the world there can be an Aryan culture.
Yes.
Today the world is dominated by Aryans, all over practically. Except in the center of
the world is dominated by demons.
Today. The Aryans have become demons.
Yes.
That
anyone can become demons. A demon can become alien, an alien can become demon by culture.
That is,
yes, a Brahmin can degenerate to round state.
Yes. That is the alien culture.
Yesahi gat lakshanam proktam varnadi vanjakam. Yadi annat sabi visheta katre naiva viniti se.
Who is alien? These are the symptoms of alien. If these symptoms are found in Mexico, there is. That is Mahadikam Narad. Yadi annat sabi visheta katre naiva viniti se. We are doing that. They are coming from natural family, but they have practice to become Brahmin, gender.
They are Aryans, originally. They are.
We say these you are calculating from the skin.
No, not skin,
yes.
From the blood group.
Is that true?
The Aryans have a big blood group in majority.
Skin comes from the blood. You know better than medical person.
That is blood, brother.
So, that is not the way. When there is symptoms, the first symptom is that he must know that he is not body, and he must know what is God. Then it is alien symptoms.
Atmanishtha and
Ishwaranishtha. And Jashwakumbuddhi kunabhiti dhaduke saiva goha.
Very nice.
Kunabhiti.
It is a dead body.
Kunabhiti dhaduke.
Yes.
It is there. What is this body? It is already dead. There's a motor car. It is there. No matter. So long the driver is, it is moving. Similarly, the body is dead. So, without understanding of spiritual identification, simply decorating this body means apranasya hi dehasya mannanam lokaranya. This is going. Lokaranya. Just to captivate some foolish person that they are advanced in civilization. What is a civilization? As we can understand, this civilization and the dog, there is no difference. There is no difference.
Now there will be no difference, because there is, just like dog societies, no marriages and all those. We talked yesterday, they are upstairs. There is going on everywhere.
Sati vidu sattva gati vishnu kudha khayadi bahiratthamani bahiratthva, body is gone. This is bahi. And antar is the soul. So they are bahiratthamani. These cells are bahiratthamani, simply studying this body, external. Bahiratthamani. Very nice words, selected words are used in Bhagavad.
Yes, sir, this body and the soul are complementary to each other. If there is no body, soul cannot reside anywhere. And if there is no soul, body will die.
No, that is another side of bodily concept. Soul is without atangayam purusha. The soul has nothing to do with this material body.
That's right, you are absolutely right. But if there is no soul in the body, what will happen to the body?
If there is no soul in the body, then body is useless.
It dies.
So that's all. That we are pointing out. That without soul, this body has no meaning. It is a lump of matter. But you are saying that without this lump of matter, the soul cannot...
No, I don't say that. But so far as the body is living, soul has got to be there.
No.
Not there is no soul inside, what will happen?
No. Body requires the soul. But soul does not require the body.
Soul creates a body to fulfill the...
No. Well, soul creates in this sense by its karma.
You have to
accept a certain type of body. But originally, he doesn't require this material body. Asangvayan purusha. That is self-realized.
The production of the body in the cosmos is a lila.
No lila. It is compulsory.
Why come to self-sacrifice? A man is beaten with shoes, that is not his leader.
What is it?
It is force. They must be beaten with shoes. That is not Leela. Nobody says, let me play this Leela and you beat me in school. No sane man will do that. When a man is punished, that is by force, superior force. Prakriti kramalani, gunai karmani sarva. This is force, prakriti, nature. He cannot say that I don't care for the prakriti.
Prakriti may Shada, it is God prakriti.
Yes, the matter. Material nature is forced upon it.
Karanam gunasangasta sadasat janma yonji.
He is accepting different body according to the contamination of material nature. Karanam gunasangasta. That he does not know. Aṅkāra-mūrātā prakṣāham ikman. He does not know that there is a superior prakṣā. Daiva-nestrena. Karmanā daiva-nestrena. Janta-dhiho-papati. So he is forced to accept a certain kind of body by the material nature. That he does not. This is knowledge. Like dog, he does not know that why he has got this dog's body. He simply has learned how to bark.
I have my doubt that how can you know that he is not knowing or knowing? It is our conjecture that he is not knowing.
No, Shastra says, you conjecture, but we don't conjecture. We simply repeat what is said in the heart. That's all right. Shastra says, Pushya, your eyes should be the Shastra, not conjecture. Shastra says, Karanangana Sangas, he has become a dog on account of his infection, a certain type of material body. That is our eyes. We don't conjecture anything. It's naturally you may be inquired that why one living entity has got this body of a dog and why one living entity has got this body of King Indra. The Shastra said Krishna. Karanam guna sangasya. Shastra says, Krishna says, the reason is that he has infected the certain type of material modes of nature. Therefore, it is very easy. As you, medical man, you know how the disease has come. You have infected it.
Karana.
Karana. Karana. Yes. I am layman. I cannot say why I have got this fever. You can, my analysis, you can say. Therefore, Shastra, Chakusha. Shastra says, he analyzes blood, and if these symptoms are there, therefore, this disease is there. That is Shastra. Not conjecture. You don't diagnose by simply imagining. No. That is not a scientific treatment. You analyze blood, stool, and this, and find out what is the jar. Then you know. And in the Shastra, the symptoms are there. Analytical. That this kind of disease, the symptoms will be this. That is Shastra, not conjecture. Karanam guna sangasya. Very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. This rascal has infected the body on account of the particular connection with the most material nature. In the Smriti Shastra, it is stated how one gets tuberculosis, how one gets this disease, that disease, different paths.
culture is, should be designed to cure the material disease.
Yes. That is very important. Tattadeham punarjanma naiti. That is very important. They do not know what is punarjanma. How we can solve this bad handed. Nothing of this sort. Simply dogs and cats. That's all. Jumping. Very busy. Hare Krishna. Daiva Gokhara. That's all. Angel with the heart is shy. He does not try anything. He does good. Sir? Everything is going nice?
Yes, sir. I just came from Bangalore last night.
Ah.
We are having a very big program there.
Hmm.
And a lot of publicity from the newspapers.
Yes.
With pictures and nice articles, big articles on the front page of the newspapers there. And tomorrow the governor is coming as the chief guest. For the program. He was, he had that Sunday, that is tomorrow, he was fixed on going to Sai Baba's conference. And then we went to see him. He was very pleased because he had gone to our Vrindavan temple just 10 days back. So he was very much enthused with our activities. He was liked the temple very much.
Yes.
So he was very pleased and he said, yes, I will cancel Sai Baba's program and come to your program.
Yeah, and that's the governor of Karnataka?
Yes, he was the chief minister of Rajasthan.
Yes, some governor went to our temple.
Yes, Hari Akoinanda wrote to me, governor of Karnataka.
So that is a good response that after seeing our temple, they decided to attend our conference. It's very good.
Boys are selling more than 1500 rupees for a book, Prabhupada.
In Bangalore?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the most popular book there now is that Scientific Nature of Krishna Consciousness. Everyone. Everyone. Bye.
You wanted us to print lakhs of copies of that book. And, we can get it printed in India now.
Yeah. And in that book, we have mentioned the diary here is completely bogus. And Europe and America also we are getting good response. Very good.
Also, another party of five devotees, they have started on the bullock cart sankirtan, going village to village. But it's very austere. They were. I told them, go for 2 months, come back after 2 months. They returned in 6 days.
Why?
Because, first of all, they did not know how to ride the bulls. So the bulls give a lot of trouble.
Then there is no professional driver.
Well, now we are going to hire one driver to take care of the goods. And secondly, even the axle of the cart was a little defective. Otherwise, the program was a great success.
That is success. People are coming.
Yes. And one person came to the temple in Hyderabad and met me. He said that after your devotees had a program in our village, the farmers, in the evening, they are coming and doing kirtan instead of just, previously they were not doing anything. But now they are coming after farming, in the evening they are collecting and they are doing kirtan together.
That is how quickly they are able to. That's why I was insisting, go, bless the village.
give a lecture.
एक तो महापुरुष प्रिडिक्शन पृथ्वी के आखिर नगर आदि
ग्राम
तो 1115 लेट अस नाउ बिगिन
यस
विलेज टू विलेज
People in the villages, they are innocent, but they have been infected with so many vices.
Yes.
They are all drinking toddy every day.
Then, if they can't, they forget.
Yes. And the government is pushing toddy sales because they make money on it.
Yes.
They make tax. They want to encourage.
Unless they're bringing soy bacon.
Yes. Only Madras.
No, the government is now thinking of seriously to
stop. It was in the papers all over India.
5 years. Already yesterday, they were not licensing any of the
village. If the government simply prohibits this poor thing, meat eating and drinking, gambling and illicit sex, the whole country will change immediately.
A couple of months back, there was an article in the papers that the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh is going to ban all gambling activities.
That's very good.
So I wrote back a letter to the Chief Minister requesting him that he has made a very good step and he should try and restrict all the poor sinful activities.
Did he reply?
No, he never replied.
The gambling and civilization go for is going like civilization. Drinking, eating, gambling. It is less than animals. Animals do not play gambling.
Oh.
They have illicit sex, but not gambling.
They cannot have intoxication either.
Hmm?
Oh, yes.
Drinking.
But sugar, they say that the ants are very intoxicants. Therefore, they like sugar. Sugar is intoxicating. Wine is made from sugar.
Yes.
Yes.
Molasses.
Ferment molasses with sulfuric acid and then distill it is wine. Liquor. People are producing unnecessary quantity of sugar cane. Therefore, the drinking habit is increasing. Because from sugar, the molasses is a byproduct. So, they have to use, they are finding out what is next industry. The next industry is liquor, wine. So when they produce more wine, they must sell, and the people must drink. Drink one after another. And in Hawaii, Mauritius, and so many other places, you see, they produce unnecessary quantity of sugar cane. And then molasses, and then wine, and they must be sold.
So this is sinful activity.
All sinful activity. Ugra kama. And if you drink wine, then you must require meat. Otherwise, your liver function will be bad. There must be a lump of meat. And as soon as wine and meat combine, then you require illicit sex. This is one after another. This is scientific. So we stop immediately. Stop this process. Then one will be free from sinful life. Then you'll understand what is wrong. Otherwise not wrong. A sinful man cannot understand what is God. Why the whole world is godless on account of his sinful life? We cannot have.
So the means of production have to be changed. The means of production have to be changed into pious type of
production. If you stop sinful activity, the production will automatically stop. If there is no market for wine, then it will stop automatically. So you stop drinking as a market for liquor will stop. That is, Vidyala has not come today. He is entangled with his grandson. Beginning, sex again.
Now we have about 16,000 to 18,000 kgs of rice stocked up. We just harvested all the rice. We got a fairly good yield, not exceptionally good because it was our first attempt.
So we are investing money in the rice.
Yes, if we sell that, we can get at least.
If we sell it, that's all fixed. Whatever we invested.
Yes, that is what I was thinking. Sell what we invested and distribute the rest.
Give them prasadam daily. So they're coming for kirtan.
Few people are coming, but there are not so many devotees there to have a
organized
big program here. And all the devotees who are there are very new, all new issues.
How are we going to organize?
Well, Hansa Buddha said as soon as the land is transferred, he would send 10 devotees to the farm. So then I think we can start.
So we have to import devotees. We cannot create devotees.
We have got about 8 devotees there who are new, but they are not experienced.
Friend.
Yes. They give a manager right away. Yes, if we get a manager, then this will become a great. Yes.
If you do not get a manager, then what is the use of taking it? If you cannot manage, then what is the use of second? Give them prasadam, they will come.
Yes.
So, why are not giving that prasadam?
We have
every day. There must be huge prasadam distributed.
Many people?
Yes. Yeah. Whatever you grow, you use it for prasad distribution. Hare Krishna. God. God. Produce that should be used as prasadam.
Yeah.
And they will tell. Great. If that program is not done, then what is the use of it?
We have plenty of rice now, yeah. And also the dal will be harvested in about 15, 20 days.
Yeah.
And the village people, this is their normal food, rice and dal.
Yeah, that's fine.
We can distribute to all the villagers.
Distribute rice and dal and little vegetables. They will come, take prasadam and chat.
Also, this Gulab Path party can recruit many persons from villages to come and stay at the farm.
That is her business. That they should die is homemade and eat prasadam and chant Hare that began spinning thread or cloth.
Oh, yes. Most of the land at the farm is black cotton soil, very favorable for growing cotton. So a piece of that, we can take 10 acres or so for growing cotton.
Yes.
And spin our own crop.
Yes. That is right. Why purchasing cloth 22 rupees per pair? Huh? What is the charge nowadays?
It's about 3-4 rupees a meter.
Huh?
Two dowries, 15
rupees. 50?
15.
15, yeah. Well, if we produce our own cloth, there is no sense.
What do they use for utensils?
Mm-hmm.
Self-sufficient for that.
Banana leaf.
Cooking leaf, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like and cook.
In a purse, you can get pots. Brass pots.
temple.
The structure is over, Prabhupada. Now the ornamental work has started in the last 15 days. They said they could finish it by March, but I don't know if we'll be able to push it. Since last 1 month, the collections have also increased. So, if the collections go on in the same speed as we are going now, it may be finished by March, but otherwise, definitely by August. Of this month, Indira Gandhi was in Hyderabad. I got a letter from Prabhupada that there were lakhs of people there, here, and we have coupons. We go shop to shop and tell everyone that you buy one brick for the temple. So 11 rupees is the cost of one brick. So on your name, one brick must be put. So we have these coupons, and they distributed 6,000 rupees worth of coupons in that program. 600 coupons are distributed in that meeting.
Sell well. You know, he sells well, man.
Sell a break for a temple. The person bought the book and he came the next day and he wanted to become a member. He was convinced. And Acharyananda says that this is for the atheistic people who cannot understand God. So here we are proving scientifically that God exists and how Krishna is the supreme scientist. So materialist, there are so many materialistic people, they always like these kind of books. So they are buying.
The next book will also be a big hit, as these scientists are preparing.
Daily there are at least 2,000 to 2,500 people coming to the program. Because there would be more if there was more space, but it's an enclosed hall, so you can't fit in more people. It's packed up.
It's a lot bigger than it was 3 months ago.
Oh yes. We have very big publicity. And we get letters from different parts of Karnataka inviting us for programs in there.
Yes, really. A big man can see for cooperating with others, like Chinmayananda and Vinoba Bhave.
Businessman?
Yes.
Judge.
Bajaj.
Because they are quite friendly with us. There's one Pejava Swami, he likes our movement very much. They have written in their book there was a picture with devotees doing kirtan in the Dharma Prakash.
I sometimes look at the doctor.
Hey, Prabhupada, how can you cooperate with them? It does?
Yes.
No, the Chinmayananda and these things.
No, the cooperation on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. If they are actually serious,
preaching Bhagavad Gita, then there is confidence.
Recently, Chinmayananda had a big program in Hyderabad for 12 days. He spoke on the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, but he never mentioned the name of Krishna.
Yes.
And last year when he had come, he said in his first lecture that we will accept those verses now which are suitable, and those which are not suitable, we will reject them. He wants to reject Krishna's authority.
Then we reject it.
Yes.
At once we reject it. Yes. These Mahabhadi, they know that if they accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then their Mahabhadi philosophy is finished.
Mm-hmm. And there is of the Vivekananda or Ramakrishna Ashram, there is only one senior devotee that they have now. He is the president of the Hyderabad branch. His name is Ranganath.
Oh, Ranganath, yes.
And one day one of our regular devotees, he went to see him and said, what about in America? There are so many people that are chanting Hare Krishna. So he says, in America also there are many fools. So he's blaspheming like this. How can we cooperate with such people?
Now we cannot cooperate. But in this meeting, we can prove them that they are fools. That's all. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
That is the price.
Actually, there is the potency of your teaching is so powerful. I have seen that every time someone makes this poor excuses in front of people. Just like yesterday I was in the train, and one guy was saying exactly the same thing, that I believe in the Bhagavad Gita in my own way. So I opened the Bhagavad Gita and I showed to four people. Look here, just see what Krishna is saying here. And all of them agreed. He said, yes, yes, you are right. He's wrong. All of them. He said, I believe in Bhagavad Gita in my own way. I said, are you the controller of the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets?
Oh yes, we all, just 2-3 days back, we went to see that Shankaracharya of Kamakoti. And the old Shankaracharya, he was very nice. He says, oh, you're doing very nice work, and he liked it very much. But then the young Shankaracharya, he didn't say anything, but he had one pandit near him. He started to first question us that, do you know Sanskrit?
I didn't know English.
So first of all, Acharyananda, I wasn't there, but Acharyananda and Jaswananda said, no, we don't know much time. A little bit, we don't. So he quoted Sarva Dharman, you know that verse? Yes. So he said, yes. So he said, explain, what is the meaning of that verse? He started the whole conversation. He didn't want to get into any philosophical argument. So they started explaining what is the meaning, one must surrender to Krishna, and then it went on, who is Krishna, and then finally, Acharyananda and Jaswananda were quoting so many slokas that they were completely baffled, and the whole crowd that was there, they were appreciating, and we were defeating them. By every sloka, we were defeating them, and they were completely baffled. Ultimately, he said, he could not fight back, so he says, Swamiji, you are right. And he wanted to close the whole conversation because the people were gaining our side. They were being convinced by they were completely shocked that they knew so many Sanskrit slokas from so many different scriptures.
Yeah, the question Lord is helpful. They are admitting that the greatest contribution of Hare Krishna movement is this authentic translation of Vedic Gita.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Many people in Bangalore, when I went to see them, they knew about our movements. Oh yes, Hare Krishna, you all do bhajan, they call us bhajan mandali. So then we started preaching to them, showing them the philosophy, the books, and all the activities that they were doing, that they are doing all over the world. They are really, they are shocked. They said, oh, we never knew you were doing so much. And they said, there is no other organization which is comprising of all the different kinds of activities, all kinds of welfare and spiritual activities that we are doing. If we just have many teaching parties and go all over and show people what we, all the activities that we are doing, people will accept us and will know more about our name. And they, otherwise, right now, they just think that we are just a Kirtan group, a bhajan mandali.
What did he speak?
He spoke on different verses, one by one, of the 12 chapters. But no conclusion to every lecture, there was no conclusion. So he leaves the people in a blank. There's no conclusion to any of his lectures. And his philosophy is Krishna means black, black means unknown, therefore Krishna is unknown. Krishna is unknown, so not known.
Krishna,